One of the greatest hijackers of your dream and of your mental map is worry. Worry will, you know, some people call it worry war, something like that, will hijack, and that's the right word I want to use, everything you believe in for. Because when you start worrying, God gets out the picture and you take over the whole situation.
God is always near to help us in a time of need. He can keep us safe in any circumstance. So what must we do to position ourselves to be protected? Find out today on The Believer's Voice of Victory with John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis.
Hello and welcome to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland. I'm the son of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And I'm the CEO here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We've been talking last week about vision and how to fulfill that vision, how to know what the vision of God is for your life. And we're going to be doing that again this week with our very special guest, Brother Jesse Duplantis.
How you doing, John?
Brother Jesse, glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's
always a pleasure. Jesse's been associated with this ministry now almost 20 years. Yes, you've been preaching with Mom and Dad. And I tell you, it's been a great and funny and anointed 20 years.
It's been a good trip. I tell you, I appreciate a lot of people, but I really love preaching with Kenneth and Gloria. They're, not only are they peers of mine, but they're precious friends of mine. It's a blessing.
Well, you brought, when you came, you brought a new fresh air to the meetings and the conventions. And
thank you.
And we've all laughed a lot. And amen. I tell you, I don't know how Kathy takes it.
I don't either. You know, this year, John, we'll be I'll be married to Kathy 39 years. Never have separated.
Congratulations.
Never thought of divorce. Now, we thought about killing each other a few times, at least. And I probably deserved every bit of it. But I tell you, when you got the right person in your life, and I do, it's wonderful.
It is.
Well, it really is.
You two have really been a blessing to this ministry.
You.
You know, thank you. Now, what you've been sharing on vision,
mm-hmm.
I think it's vital.
Amen.
I think too many people are floating around cool. with no direction and no, you know, vision for where God wants them to be. And
right.
I think that, you know, maybe some people feel like they're, you know, well, just, they're too old now.
Right.
I've already missed that boat and it's already gone and I am what I am. And
well, you're never too old to dream. See, and it makes no difference. You know, God will give you a dream at 9 or he'll give it to you at 90. It didn't make no difference. It's what you do with the dream and how you accomplish what God has called you to do in life. Many of you don't feel you've accomplished things, but people don't really know how many people they touch, John, in life. You know, I think if we, what's that movie? They played around Christmas. It's a wonderful life. And it really makes sense. I really like the how many people he didn't really realize how important he was in that movie, how many people he touched. And I really believe that for you, too. There's many people you've touched that you've never realized. I'll give a prime example of that, and then we'll get into this week on because vision is so big. I had a friend of mine is now in heaven, a preacher friend of mine, a wonderful man of God. And I never forget, we went, and he's the first one to, he introduced me to Chinese food. You know, we kids, I never would eat Chinese food. He said, let's go to a Chinese restaurant. I went, oh, okay. Make a long story short, tears came up in his eye. We were just discussing. He said, you know, Brother Jesse, I always wanted to build a big church, but I was never able to get past 150 to 200 people. I did everything I know to do. And he said, but sometimes I feel like it's just a failure, and I love the Lord with all my heart. I've just never been able to build a big church. And I looked at him, I said, oh, man, you don't realize how wonderful you are. And then he tapped me like this, John. He said, you know, you're a good encourager. But I was saying, because he didn't realize the people that I knew that were talking about him. Well, he went home to be with the Lord probably 18 years ago. John, when he went home to be with the Lord, 10,000 people showed up at his funeral. Now, you see, he didn't know that. That's how many people he had touched. Preachers from all over the country in his denomination came and showed respects for him. That was his church. But yet in his mind, it was just that 150 to 200 people that he never thought was much of, you know, he loved the people, don't misunderstand me. But in himself, the devil kept saying, you're a failure. You're not. Yet at his funeral, and that's not an exaggeration, shut the town down. It was a small town. I mean, it took about 2.5 hours just to get through the things to go to the burial site. But I'll never forget that. And I remember, how much can the devil blind a person from the vision God has given them just by what they see walking around? And yet he had touched so many, and many ministers, God has said, they wouldn't have had a church. And some of the churches were in the thousands. But because of that man's influence and leadership, those churches were built. But he never saw it.
Well, actually, influence in one person's life can change millions in the future.
You better know it completely.
I mean, you look at a Billy Graham or, somebody like that who just touched somebody, one person.
Just one.
Can say something to somebody or do something for somebody.
I got saved through Billy Graham. I've never met Billy Graham person. I'd love to. But I really believe that everything I've done in my ministry, he started it off. I came to the knowledge of Jesus. That's why I love television so much. Because, I wasn't a churchgoer, but I was a television watcher. You know what I'm saying? Or a movie watcher. And he was the only one at that time that would come on, crusades and things. Maybe that's all. He's the only one maybe could afford it or something. I don't know. But I got born again watching Billy Graham. And, John, we want to get in today that a vision has to be something bigger than today. Ladies and gentlemen, if your vision is not bigger than today, then you're walking backwards. And you notice something. You can put a car in reverse and it'll go backwards. But you can burn it up real quick if you put the pressure to it. But you put it in drive. And then you can do what that speedometer says. But you can't do what that speedometer says if you put it in reverse, because it'll destroy the transmission. And many of you people, you got it in reverse and you're pushing back so hard. And what happened, you're about ready to blow a gasket, right ready to blow something, when you need to put the thing in drive and go forward instead of backwards. And I love what Paul said. He said, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching out. That means that's action to those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I'm always constantly pressing forward, not so more people can know me. That doesn't have anything to do with it, but the more people will know Jesus. I really feel that the church world is behind schedule. My Bible in red says, go to the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Right? Okay. Now, I believe there's a little over 6 billion people on this planet. I think there's about, that profess Christianity, about 2.2, 2.3 billion Christians. So we've only touched one third of the world in 2,000 years. Now, I think that's why God has Kenneth and Gloria and y'all on television 5 days a week, actually 6 days a week with the weekly broadcast, because we must bring this gospel to the world. Now, and we have to. We're on a commission from God. It is a demand from the Lord to go to war and preach the gospel to every creature. You can't do that without vision. We started last week, ladies and gentlemen, Proverbs 29:18, and I want to read it to you. It says here, where there is no vision, the people perish. Or in other words, they stop growing. They stop manifesting. They stop declaring. They stop doing things. If America would have just stopped with the founding fathers, we'd have never made it. I mean, if you think about what these men, they decided they would die together or live together. We'll either hang separately or we'll all hang together. I believe Ben Franklin said that. But what happened was that took great faith and then great dedication and commitment to get this country on its feet. And it still takes that today to move America to the next level. Well, also to move you to the next level. I think life is a life of levels. Different things as we grow to the fullness of the stature of Christ. I liked it, to the fullness of the stature of Christ. My mother, who's in heaven, used to get so mad at me when I was growing up. I always wanted to be tall, John. I'm short. I'm 5'7". That's it, That's as high as I've got.
And I used to. God knew better to make me and you tall.
Yeah, we would have been some bad people. But I would notch. I don't know if you ever did this growing up. Did you ever notch the door frame? Trying to see how tall you were. Boy, yeah. Mama gets so mad because, you're cutting the door frame, boy. You're stupid. That kind of stuff. I just wanted to grow taller. And then I met a man the other day. He said he hates being tall. So nobody likes what they have. I find that people with curly hair want straight hair. People with straight hair want curly hair. It's just amazing, when we ought to be satisfied with what we have and then take what we have and bring it out to other people. So I want to tell the people today, your vision has to be something bigger than today. What happened yesterday is past. It's gone. Now you reach for the prize of the heart calling of God. Now, what is that prize? What do you want it to be? And let me tell you this, and I want to say this. If you think it's going to be hard, it will be. One of the greatest hijackers of your dream and of your mental map is worry. Worry will, some people call it worry war, something like that, will hijack And that's the right word I want to use. Everything you believe in for. Because when you start worrying, God gets out the picture and you take over the whole situation. In other words, your worry saying this, it cannot be done. And worrying about things that will never come to pass in life. I've done that myself. I don't worry anymore that I have many opportunities to worry. I've learned to stop that. I've had many opportunities to fail. I just don't take any. You know, I have an aircraft. I don't know how to fly. You know how to fly a plane. I know how to buy a plane. That's different. That's all I know. You know, I tell my pilots, y'all can't buy this plane, but you can fly this plane. I cannot fly this plane, but I can buy this plane. If we get together, we can go somewhere. We can fulfill your dream as a pilot, fulfill my dream as a minister, fulfill God's dream to go to the world and preach the gospel. So if you think about it, everywhere we go in life, John, we are fulfilling not only our dreams, but other people's dreams. You know, and a lot of people say, like in Hollywood, what's your dream? You know, Hollywood is a city of dreams. Yet it's a city of great tragedy. It's a city of great broken hearts and things of that nature. But some of the greatest actors, I hear their biographers on their biography channel, they started out as waiters. I mean, they waited mm-hmm. tables for years, but they never gave up on their craft. They wouldn't compromise the way someone wanted them to. They knew they had something. And when you know you have something, and I really believe many of you are watching today, you know you have something, you've got to stick with it. And a delay is not a denial. God's not trying to hold you back. You can ask for something you're not able to receive. I find that today, a child, probably Jonathan, when he was growing up, he asked for a motorcycle. He may not be able to drive it, but he sure can ask for it, drive you crazy. Mm-hmm. But if you train him right, Jonathan could be a motorcycle champion at 16 years old. If you just train him to operate that machine correctly and to respect it. It's the same way with you concerning your dream, concerning your vision. Your vision is God sent, God made, it will come to pass. But you have to grow into it so that when it begins to open up and fulfill itself, you don't look silly. In other words, you don't lose. Your foundation is so strong that when the quote, the pressure, and not from God, but from man comes, you're standing on a solid rock. And God said, he builds his house on the rock is going to stand. But the people that build it on the sand, you know, the cares of life are destroyed and, you know, destroy them. I have a point here that I want to say this, that there are many things that can plague a mind. And one of them is worry. I want to deal with that. Worry will hijack your mental map. Worry is something that robs your thought life. And worry brings more problems into life. Don't you have enough problems? And you used to worry about some more, or you create some more. I tell you how I stop worrying. I find that thoughts, John, come into your mind uninvited. I mean, you're just standing there. And I've had some of the trashiest, dumbest, stupidest thoughts I guess any one person can have. But I've learned how to, and I'm going to say that here on worldwide television. But how do you handle that, Brother Jesse? I go, wait a minute. That's not my thoughts. My thoughts are lovely, just, good report, pure. Jesus said, think on these things. Well, how do you get rid of the thought, the worry? Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. How do you do that? By casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You notice that verse, I started from the back of it instead of the front of it, because it says bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So when a thought comes to your mind, you can't accomplish your destiny or reach your destination, or you cannot fulfill your vision. First thing first, you bring that thought into captivity, not to yourself, but to Christ in you, the hope of glory. Once you do that, how do you do that? Because everybody needs to know how. You can talk this stuff till you're blue in the face, but if you don't know how, it won't work. By casting down the imagination. Notice the word cast. In other words, it don't come easy. You're going to have to throw it down. You're going to have to literally, physically, spiritually, financially, whatever you got to do, push this down. And you said, God says, this does not belong to me. It has no right to attach itself to me. Greater is he was in me. Say it out loud so your mind can hear what your mouth is saying.
So would you say
come to pass.
Would you say then that worry and fear is probably one of the biggest things that keep people from fulfilling what
yes.
God's told them to do?
Yeah, you could call them the, yes, that's a twin. That's some twins right there. And when they work together, I hate to say this, they're very efficient at what they do. But they can only feed upon natural things. Faith, worry cannot. Faith and worry and hurry are incompatible. I mean, if worry tries to touch faith, worry dies because faith is so much more powerful. And I think a lot of times we're taught from this point that people are always telling us what we can't do. I wish somebody ought to tell us what we can do. You know, if you start telling a child, you can do this, you can do that, and they may not be able to do it the first time, But that doesn't mean they can't do it. That means if they study and apply themselves and do what it takes to succumb that problem, there will be an answer. Like we were saying last week about, was it Edison? Or so, how many times did he fail to try to make a light bulb? Well, I like, what's that name? Sherlock Holmes. He'd say, fundamental, Watson Elementary. In other words, he might do something 1,000 times, and 999 of them he learned was not the way to do it, but the one he did learn was how to do it. So it was not a waste of time. So if you have, I feel this in the spirit to say this, if you stepped out and it didn't work, it ain't over yet. You've learned one thing, not to do that no more. I had my brother-in-law went to the doctor not too long ago, and the doctor said, what can I do for you? He said, my hand hurts. He said, your hand hurts. He says, every time I do this, my hand hurts. And the doctor said, well, don't do that. Now, it's kind of funny, but that's true, you know. Now, it was the doctor's job to find out why the hand hurts. But if you don't want it to hurt, don't do that. You see what I'm saying? So you know that doesn't work because it's going to bring pain. But I also think so that pain sometime in life is a teacher. It's telling you something is wrong, and then you need to go find out about it. So there's sometimes I've hit walls, and I knew God told me to do it, John. I knew it without a shadow of a doubt, but I hit the wall. Then I said, well, are you slowing me down, God? Have I jumped out too much? He said, no, you just didn't turn right. You missed the exit. You just missed that. So back up. Just back up a little bit. And because the wall stopped you from where you weren't supposed to go there. So really that wall turned out to be my friend. Because I was so busy focusing on forward that I did not see the exit. I think you need peripheral vision in life. You know, if you just tunnel vision, people with just tunnel vision, you know, they don't go very far in life because they're going to crash burn. You better have some peripheral vision. I find when we do in television, we got a lot of people in the studio and they're looking at us. So we have to talk to each other. We have to look at you people that are watching us. But we also got people back here going like this. You know, and we got to keep this all going and keep talking at the same time. That's not an easy thing to do, and keep our minds and our faculties on what God has called us to teach this week. So your vision is a reality from God. Your vision will come to pass. Your fate is determined not by what happens in life, but what you decide how to react to what happens in life. But your destiny and destination will come to pass, all of you, if you'll believe the word of God. But it has to be founded on the word of God. Remember, vision is given to you to do one thing, not to fulfill your life, to fulfill the word of God in your life.
So when somebody's, you know, going towards their vision and they know God's told them to do something, but the worry about, right, okay, well, I don't have enough money, or I don't have enough talent, or I don't have whatever, I can't do this, I don't know how to do that. But they know that God's told them to do it. So then they have to arrest those thoughts.
That's right.
They have to take them into captivity, as it said there in the Word. And then they have to start saying that what the Word says about it.
See, John, you never will have enough. That's why you need God. You see, if I had enough to do everything, then I don't need God, do I? What do I need to go to church for? What do I need to believe the Bible for? If I had it all, I don't need God. See, God always, you will never have enough money because you're going to have to believe for it. You're going to have to put some faith out there. You're never going to have enough time. I say this all the time. I say, I never take vacations. I never have enough time. And Kathy said, because you don't take them. The time is there. I choose not to take them. Yet I want to blame everybody else. Y'all just working me to slap silly and y'all booking my schedule. No, it wouldn't happen if I didn't want it to happen, John. It's just common sense. The same way with you. You see, you have to take time. You have to just do that. Say, no, today I'm going to rest. Today I'm not going in that office.
You know, a lot of times it's timing. People say, well, the time's not right. You ask them, well, when are y'all going to have kids? Well, whenever the time's right. You know what? The time's never right. Okay?
It's never right.
No. So you just have to make it be the right time.
Well, I remember this before Jody was born. I thought, man, I ain't got enough money to have a baby. Yet when Jody, my daughter, was born, it's amazing how that money's there. Because you know why? My priorities changed. The money's there. But see, but as far as you producing it, you got to remember, God's never going to let you walk by yourself. God is going to walk with you. He never leaves you. He never forsakes you. When I taught Jody how to walk across the street, I didn't say, okay, go across the street. I walked with her. Because if she was going to get hit, Daddy going to get hit. But I was going to make sure that she wouldn't get hit if I had to pick her up and throw her so she wouldn't get hit. You see, God never leaves you or forsake you. So let me help everybody here. Concerning your vision, concerning your dream, you're never alone. Never will be alone. Never. God is always with you. The sad part is, so is the devil. Because he's trying to shut down your vision. He's trying to shut down your dream. But if you keep your hand in the hand of God, just like you held Jonathan's hand or you held Courtney's hand, whatever it is, and Daddy was there, buddy. Or if a dog came out and tried to scare, I don't doubt Courtney probably jumping your arm. Me and Jody would come up and watch. The dog was just as big as I was. But in Jody's mind, don't mess with my dad. My dad going to take care of that dog. You see what I'm saying? Because I was holding her. And the same thing with Kathy. When Kathy would get scared, she'd get behind me. One time we went on our honeymoon. I'll never forget this real quickly. I know we went into this horror. We wasn't saved. You understand? Went to this horror wax museum. And it was all dark. And so we were walking through it, and Kathy had her arm around this arm. Well, all of a sudden, I felt another arm around this arm. I turned around. It was a black lady. I didn't know who she was. And we were all walking through the thing like that. She just was scared. And we got to the last image. The guy was real. It wasn't a wax dummy. So, you know, he could just stand still. All of a sudden, he just turned his head like it went, ah. When he did, Kathy took off this way, and the lady was holding my arm. I like to pull me asunder. I went, bam! I literally, they almost pulled my arms out of sockets. And of course, the guy busted out laughing. It wasn't funny to me. And I don't know where that black lady is till today. I ain't seen her since, son. She took off. But Kathy, she said, when that thing manifested, she didn't think I had enough strength to take care of, so she took off. Let me say this. Don't never run away from God. If you're afraid, if there's any fear, you run toward him. And while you're running toward him, your fear will dissolve and your faith will grow.
Well, that's so good.
Isn't that good? I'm Jesse Duplantis, and I approve this message.
You know, what's good about it is that it takes away knowing that he's there, you know, knowing that God's there and you're not alone.
Oh, man.
It takes all the worry about it away.
Yes, sir.
All you can do is what God showed you to do, and you step out and you do that. And there he is. Now, if you're going to sit back and wait on God to do something, then you're missing it.
That's right.
Because he's waiting on you. God's waiting on you to step. And as soon as you step out, then God's there with you. But
Amen.
It's going to take that first step from you to do it. And if you're sitting there worried and, you know, what about this or what about that, or everything has to be just perfect for me to step out.
Right.
It's never going to be that way. Going to be perfect for that. It's going to be you stepping out and then God using his super on your natural, and then he'll be there to help you, and you'll accomplish it every time because God is with you. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Does it seem like your life is passing you by? Have you lost your passion for life? Are you unsure of your destiny and purpose? We all have a special calling on our lives. We're all here for a reason. We all have a purpose. In the newest release from Jesse Duplantis, The Everyday Visionary, you can find purpose for your life, realize your potential, and start living now. With practical principles, Jesse explains how to get your vision from God, how to move that vision to reality, and why it is so important to make every day count towards something good. God desires for you to live an active and fulfilled life. We're not here to just exist, but to do well, live happy, and to make a difference for God. You can find your purpose and make it a reality today. Be courageous, step out, focus your thoughts, and change your life. Order your copy of Jesse Duplantis' new book, The Everyday Visionary, today for only $16. For faster delivery, order on our website at kcm.org. To order by phone, call toll-free 800-575-4455. Or you may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Learn how to become an everyday visionary and fulfill God's plan for your life. Order your copy today.
Jesse has a new book, and it's called The Everyday Visionary. And this book is a book that's going to help you, one, determine what the vision of God is for your life, but then how to walk that out and fulfill that. You know, you can have the best vision in the world, But until you're walking it out, until you're doing it step by step, it's just going to lie there dormant. And God has some great things in store for every single one of you. God has a plan. And in that plan is fulfillment in your life that fills that void, that gives you the satisfaction that you've been missing. And so I really want to encourage you to get this book because I believe it will really help change your life. We have a great meeting that's going to start in a week. It's a Southwest Believers Convention, August 3rd through the 8th here in Fort Worth, Texas. It's our hometown meeting. It's one of the best that we have. You really need to get into it. It's going to be 6 days and nights, and you'll receive awesome teaching. We have a partner meeting on Friday that's going to be Dad talking about what's going on in this ministry.
Amen.
We've got Healing School on Saturday. We've got Brother Jesse there, Creflo Dollar, Jerry Seville. It's going to be a great time. For more information, go to kcm.org, and you can find out everything from hotels to everything you need to know about the meeting. If you can come, please pray for this because we believe that getting in those meetings, your life will come out of there changed. You can't sit in those meetings and not have it changed.
Well, all the speakers, and I can talk for them because I'm one of them, are coming prepared to do a miracle in people's lives. It's going to take place.
It's going to be great. So everybody, you be sure and come if you can. This is John Copeland and Jesse Duplantis reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts on DVD or CD, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. Let God's glory shine in your life at the 2009 Southwest Believers Convention.
It's a time of refreshing.
To get just saturated completely with the Word of God.
Abraham's blessing is mine. The Eden blessing is mine. My circumstance is supposed to look just like the Garden of Eden.
It's life for my children. It's health to my children.
We came to hear from God.
Now that you're in Christ Jesus, then you can walk together with Him in this earth realm.
The more you engage, the more you receive.
Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Seville, Jesse Duplantis, and Creflo Dollar August 3rd to the 8th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. With Super Kid Academy for ages 6 through 12 and 1440 for ages 13 through 18, there's a place for the whole family. To find out more, call 800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.
Fear is one of the biggest obstacles in vision, especially when God gives you something big and you say, oh God, I don't think I could ever do something like that. But then, you know, He shows you along the way how you can. But I think fear would be one of the biggest things that can play with your mind and keep you from fulfilling your vision.
If we will establish ourselves in the Word of God, it will negate the fear and allow us to go ahead and pursue and do those things that God's called us to do.
It's that continual struggle. It's that continual battle because that's where the battlefield is. It's in your mind. And so if you're continually thinking, if God is setting this before you and saying, I've called you to this, this is your destiny, this is your purpose, but all the while you're fighting those thoughts of I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, or again, what I've gone through, what I've been through, that'll hold you back.